Yes, absolutely. And it's still what Tribe Called Red's known for.
Yeah.
Like, we've been to, like, France, and we played a set, and it was our set.
Yeah.
That didn't have, like, tons of powwow in it. And they're like, why don't you play more of your music? Uh-huh. Like, that was our music. Yeah. Like, no, you know what we mean. It's like, excuse me? Uh-huh. Because no matter what we make, mm-hmm. it's indigenous music. Uh-huh. As indigenous people, if I make a song with no powwow in it whatsoever,
right.
it's still indigenous music.
Right.
And they don't, like, people don't recognize that, uh-huh. right? Like, a lot of people don't recognize that, like, if it's not overtly indigenous, or it's indigenous either way, you know what I mean?
Right.
If it doesn't meet the hallmarks and check marks of what indigenous people are in their mind,
yeah.
it's not indigenous to
yeah.
it, right? Like, people won't look at me dressed like this thinking I'm an indigenous person, right?
Right?
As indigenous as I am.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah. it's this thing that if you don't have the feathers or the moccasins, you're kind of
right.
invisible. Your indigeneity is not really there, right?